Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. And if it happened to me, I'm going to talk about it. So before I get into today's story time, I would just like to say I don't condone violence, but this incident was a long time coming. And on this particular day or evening, I had to go to school and night school for an algebra class that I had failed because I was missing class, not turning in my work, sliding with this no good ninja, and just not involved in my schooling or schoolwork at all. So I failed the class and I had to go to night school, which I think this class started like 6 p.m. to like 8 p.m., something like that. And I had to play catch up by going to night school to make up for the credits. This was all due to that semester where I was sliding with my baby's father, not going to school, showing up late, not being involved in school the way I should have been. I wasn't cracking in books at all. So since he knew he had a hand in me failing that algebra class, he was taking me to my night class. And not only that, his little brother had also failed the class too, and we was in the same class. And he was driving both of us there. And me and his brother went to the same high school, but he went somewhere else. And I don't know why that evening he was in such a big rush. He had an attitude. He was just already feeling some type of way before he even got there. Like, I honestly feel like he didn't even want to take me, but I feel like he felt like he was obligated because I was his baby mother and he was taking his brother to the same location. That's just how I feel. I could be wrong. I don't know. But he was acting nasty. And when he came to pick me up, I wasn't ready to go because, again, I have a responsibility. Our son lives with me. I got to feed him. I got to get him ready for bed because, again, the class ends at 8 o'clock. This is a little baby. I got to make sure he's squared away before I go and do anything. My responsibility comes first. And by the time I come out the house, he mad and he had an attitude. And then you don't even know how that will change the whole situation, the whole everything, to the point to where, like, Ninja, keep the ride, because I don't even want it. If I got to be talk to and treat it like this, then I'd be better off catching a bus for real. So as I say, he's mad. He got an attitude, which then turns into everything that is wrong with me. Belittling me, talking down to me. I'm dumb. I'm this. I'm that. Basically talking crazy to me the whole entire drive to the school because I had to attend the night school at a different location, not at my actual school. So he is going in on me, telling me everything I'm not. He just going on and on. And I'm just sitting there nodding my head like, okay, I got you. Just keep on talking. So as we pull in into the front entrance of the school, the entire ride, I had my purse and I had my algebra book sitting on my lap. I'm gripping it by the spine of the book hard because at this point I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. He been talking crazy to me the entire time. From the time I stepped foot in the car, you just going ham on me, just going crazy, talking nonsense to me. So I'm like, okay, keep on talking, buddy. And his brother is sitting behind me. We are riding in like, well, now it will be an old school Monte Carlo. And I don't know if you ever seen an old school Monte Carlo and it got this bubble window in the back. We was riding in one of those. And as soon as he stopped, I opened the passenger side door. I stepped out. I grabbed my purse and I threw that book at his head, trying to knock it off his shoulders. And his brother then starts pushing the passenger seat up, trying to get out the car, saying, why are you trying to hit my brother? And he about to get out of the car and come after me, too. When I tell you I was power walking into that school, damn near running, because he was ready to put the paws on me. I then make it into the class. And I flopped down in my chair and I exhaled because I thought he was about to beat my ass. But I I felt safe in the class with the teacher and all the other students, or as I call them, witnesses, I'll say. I then look up and here come his brother. And he's sitting in the seat next to me. And I say, and he say, "Why you try to hit my brother with that book?" He then start telling other people in the class what happened, because we know other people in the class and stuff or whatever. And I'm just sitting there like, "Yep, I sure did." "What? Tell them how your brother was talking crazy to me." "Oh, you don't want to tell nobody that. You don't want nobody to know how he was disrespecting me and talking crazy to me, huh?" Then the class finally got started. And I was worried the whole time whether or not he was going to be waiting on me outside when the class let out. So eventually the class was over and his brother was just taunting me like, "Yeah, my brother going to be waiting for you outside. He going to get you for throwing that book at him, yada, yada, yada." So I lingered around in the classroom and made sure I saw his brother finally leave. And I waited for everybody to clear out. I'm just dragging my feet. I'm just taking my time. So I took my time going outside, and when I got downstairs in the building, I stood in the front entrance of the doors. I'm looking to see if I see his car. I'm not stepping out there. I'm just not going to do it. And when I thought that they were gone, I walked down the street and I went and caught the bus. I went to the bus stop and I caught the bus home. And as soon as I walk in the door, I got an earful of how I threw a book at him and I could have put his eye out. And I don't even know if the book actually hit him. I threw it at his head as he was sitting in the driver's seat and I took off. I wasn't waiting around to find out what his reaction was going to be. When you do something, you don't wait around to get your ass beat. You get the hell on. So he went back and told his mother, who then calls my mother, telling her how I could have blinded him or put his eye out, seeing as to how she was already trying to find things to have against me. This time she had a reason, and she was going to enjoy the ride while it lasted. She went on and on about it for a minute. And just when I thought it was over, they. And I'm going to end the story time right there. This story time is to be continued. So make sure you tune in to my next episode where I will continue this story time and tell how things ended up. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.